A mostly dry start, that's according to Michigan Ag Today chief meteorologist Ryan Martin in his latest Johnny Truss planting weather forecast.
Johnny Truss has brought steel trusses to the north, built for heavy snow loads, fully engineered and ready to install. No carrier beams needed, they sit right on your post. Johnny Truss, build stronger, build smart.
Martin says while moisture tries to pop up for our neighbors to the south, there won't be any here.
We squeeze out one more day of decent drying Friday and hit and miss a scattered showers. That's it for Saturday, mostly in central Michigan to the northern part of the Thumb. The rest of the state likely escapes Saturday precipitation. Into Sunday, scattered showers develop in the afternoon and evening, but I think the biggest round of moisture here out of the next several days will come Monday, Tuesday, early Wednesday. Right there, I'm going to pencil in thunderstorms that give us a quarter to 1.5 inches of rain, coverage at 100% of Michigan.
According to Martin, behind the little bit of moisture, we're going to see dry conditions all the way through Memorial Day weekend.
As a matter of fact, we may be dry from next Thursday all the way through the 29th. There is a significant frontal boundary building to our west, late the 29th. That probably ends our dry run, but I think there's plenty of opportunity for field work as we move through next week in Michigan.
But Martin says to expect milder temps.
We do have one more shot of cool temperatures likely over this weekend into early next week, and then we are well above normal for a large part of that dry spell next week.
You can find the full forecast brought to you in part by Greenstone Farm Credit at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
Greenstone Farm Credit Services provides comprehensive risk management solutions to protect your crops, your livestock, and your livelihood. Visit GreenstoneFCS.com to learn more.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors Fleet May 21st. A 2020 Peterbilt sewer jet, a Cat D6N dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at purplewave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
We've got some moisture trying to push toward the state through the day today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at the Michigan Farm Forecast. Waking up to see some moisture move through Wisconsin, but it seems to want to fall apart at the Lake Michigan line. And that means we are going to squeeze out a mostly dry day today. Don't be surprised in western Michigan if you see a little bit of cloud cover and threatening skies to the west. But nothing really can get going here. And as we move through Saturday, some hit and miss of scattered showers. Coverage doesn't look all that great, probably 30%, with totals of a few hundreds to maybe 3 or 4 tenths, that is all. But I don't think the big rains get up here. They stay down at farther south in Indiana. Moving into the latter part of the weekend, Sunday is going to be mostly sunny and warm. A little bit of afternoon shower and thunderstorm action. At this rate, I think we make it into Monday with no significant moisture. Monday afternoon, thunderstorms are firing off to our west and south. That leads to a big round of rain for later Tuesday into early Wednesday morning. I think we can see a quarter to three quarters of an inch there, and then we're done. Back to dry weather behind that for a large part of the rest of next week. High pressure sets up right over the top of us for the Memorial Day weekend. However, it may not take full control until we get past, or rather to Memorial Day, past into the following week. We might be a little unsettled as we move through the Friday, Saturday time frame leading into that strong surface high. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Planting and growing season is here in Michigan, and that means long hours and busy farms. It's also one of the most dangerous times of the year. A quick reminder, no job is worth risking your life. Before heading out, take a few extra minutes to check equipment. Make sure guards are in place, lights and flashers are working, and brakes are responsive. When working around machinery, stay alert and avoid loose clothing that could get caught. Grain bins can be deadly. Never enter without proper safety procedures and someone nearby. And when sharing the road, both farmers and drivers need to slow down. Farm equipment moves slower and makes wide turns. Give it space and be patient. Most importantly, watch out for each other. Whether it's family, employees, or neighbors, a simple check-in can prevent a tragedy. This season, let's make safety the top priority on every Michigan farm, because the most important thing is getting everyone home safe. Have a safe planting season from your friends at Michigan Ag Today. We'll have those final settlements for you in just a moment, but first, let's dig into the why behind today's price action. Overbought corn and bean markets liquidated today, and there was pressure from the U.S.-China meetings.
that there will not be new soybean purchase agreements with China right now. Here's Andy Eubank along with Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting for a closer look.
Soybeans led the markets lower, Carl, and it does seem to be based on the announcement that China for now is done and won't be adding more bean purchases. Was that the major contributor to the markets?
I definitely think that was one of the big ones, especially in the soy complex, Andy. We had been hoping that China would maybe make some key purchases, a few additional ones. There's been kind of this thought, hope hanging around ever since we did get the first 20 million metric ton package that we sold to China. And those were topped off a little bit by the fact that we were just getting a little overextended to the upside here. That weighed on corn, soybeans, and wheat. Corn and wheat taking a little bit of pressure from the fact there was no sales listed for them to China and really no interest by China. At least with soybeans, China has said that for the next 3 years, they're planning on importing 25 million metric tons of soybeans from the United States. That is about in line with what they have been importing. So not really a bullish factor there, but not really negative. The correction in soybeans today also coming from meal. We saw a pretty heavy loss in meal today, even though meal was the only bright spot in the weekly export sales out of that soy complex and has been for several weeks. We just saw the selling pressure mount. And like you said, Andy, a marketing year low soybean sales total also weighed heavily on that complex.
That corn export sales number, that was maybe surprising, below the lowest of the estimates. So just nothing there to support the market.
No, we came in down 50% from last week, not even breaking the 700,000 metric ton level.
And that was Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. May corn finished very weak, sliding 15 cents even to close the day at 451.5. July corn followed that downward trend, ending weak and shredding 13.25 to settle at 467.5. May soybeans took the biggest hit of the day, a dismal downturn of 40.75, landing at 1174.5. July beans couldn't find a floor either, dropping 36.5 to finish at 1192.5. May wheat wasn't spared the sell-off, falling 18 cents even to end at 647. The protein side of the house saw some pressure as well. June live cattle dipped just a bit, down 72 cents to close at 252.07, and June lean hog saw a steeper slide, losing $1.35 to settle the session at $99.52. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible. We'll